I'm an artist, James speaking. I can help you.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Do I sound loud or too soft or anything?
No, you sound fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just testing the microphones. Making sure everything's okay.
Do I sound okay?
That's
my place in order.
No, that's Murdoch. He's the co-host. Does Murdoch sound okay?
Yeah. Do I sound all right?
Do you want to place an order?
No, we're checking our levels on the microphone.
All right, well, we're checking here, right? Our. Oh, fine. God, what a dick. Jesus.
Hold on. <let's... laughs> Hold on. I want to call him back and yell at him.
All right.
I don't know if he's the one I usually
talk to. I was gonna say, are we on the air?
Yeah, we are.
Hi, thank you for choosing Domino's Pizza, home of the new bread bowl pasta. Today's special is two large one-topping pizzas for only $18.99, or we have three medium one-topping pizzas for only $5.99 each. We also have our cinnamon sticks on sale.
Good night, Domino's.
Hey, we weren't done with the sound check yet, motherfucker. You need to stay with us till we're finished.
Excuse me?
We're not done with the sound check, so don't be hanging up on us. This is important.
And you better call somebody else and deal with that stuff. Call your cell phone and check it.
We're calling you because you're the pizza man.
I don't
want
to talk to y'all.
How am I going to talk? How am I going to call myself and talk to myself? Don't be an idiot.
You got a cell phone, don't you?
You're a
fucking pumpkin.
Don't be an idiot. We're professionals. This is how the professionals do it.
Yeah, you act like a professional too.
Oh, zing.
So do you. We're going to call Domino's and report your fucking fat ass.
Fat ass? Last time I checked, I weigh under 175.
Wow, that's dainty.
Wow, you are fucking crazy.
You're like a girl.
The doctors can get a diabetes check.
But anyway, we sound okay, right? We're good.
Yeah, we sound fine, right?
Oh,
we're good. Our levels are all right. I am a fag, so that would explain that.
Okay.
Tell us how awesome we sound, or we're just gonna like keep calling you all night.
Just making sure that we sound good.
Whatever.
All right, can I place an order now, please?
I think he might have hung up.
Ah, fuck him. What if I really wanted a fucking bread bowl pasta fucking thing? I mean, Jesus.
Now that don't kill me can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, 'cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, 'cause I can't get much wronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
Telephone.
OMG, hacks.
Telephone. Hey everyone, this is RBCP.
And that's Murdoch.
And you're listening to the phone show on Cacti Radio. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Fuck you all.
Fuck you all.
Quit listening. I'm pretty sure Murdoch's high right now.
A little bit. Just enough to get me by.
Yes, we're not doing the game show again this week because I don't have anything prepared.
Well, that's all right. I don't have anything prepared at all. I have a news story pulled up about a holy phone hacker, but that's the only thing I have. So I think we're going to have to rely on user-developed content. So
I have a big list of things I haven't prepared that I could sit here and read.
Okay.
We could spend like an hour just talking about what I haven't done to prepare for the show.
Okay. Do you want to hear the story, though? It's it's one of those seven on your side stories.
All
you
right.
know?
As long as I can play special report music. Okay, go.
Okay, all right. This is coming out of Tacoma Park, Maryland, it looks like, at the Silgo Seventh-day Adventist Church in Tacoma Park. Seven on your side to help with a little insomnia. I just can't sleep at night when I think about this hanging over our heads. Said Charlotte Conway, the church treasurer, her sleepless night started after opening the church's July phone bill. It's usually about $350. However, This one was $35,976. The church doesn't have that kind of money. We couldn't pay it. There was just no way we could pay it. The problems began July 1st, 2009, which was, of course, my 23rd birthday, with a bunch of unusual calls, which included more than 700 minutes to the UK. The bill for that alone was more than $2,000. In all, there were 76 unauthorized calls over the next 24 hours, and the church calculated the fraudulent calls at $35,600.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. The lady sent a letter to the Verizon's fraud department, but months later, the bill was still nearly $36,000. The century-old church says that the phone company was threatening to cut off its service. Well, don't pay a fucking bill. What do you expect?
Oh, darn, it's a landline. Just get a cell phone
for
the church.
It needed a letter from the company that installed and fixed its phones, but that company, Advanced Communication Services, says it gave Verizon a statement and was told nothing further was needed. Finally, I thought maybe Seven on Your Side could help, and they could, apparently. They got Verizon to drop the charges through a thorough investigation into this customer's case, and we decided to credit the church for the fraudulent calls incurred. Verizon suspects, now this is Verizon, of course, suspects that hackers may have gotten into the church's system through a PBX or a private branch exchange.
Oh my God.
According to Verizon's website, it is a piece of equipment serving a number of phone extensions within a business. Often, the PBX can be remotely accessed, allowing technicians to make changes or upgrades. Verizon warns that if hackers tap into remote access functions through knowledge of a password or by hacking, they can gain access to the system, giving themselves the ability to make long-distance calls.
Holy shit!
Other calls at the business owner's expense. They can also gain access to voicemail system and create mischief.
Is this article from the 80s?
Verizon recommends turning off all remote access, blocking access to 900 numbers, and changing voicemail passwords frequently. I mean, shouldn't that be fucking common sense already?
That's genius. You'd think so.
Oh, for more information on how to protect oneself from fraud and phone scams, click here. Okay.
I remember there were always, like, PBX fraud stories back in, like, the 80s and 90s.
I was going to say, up until about even a few years ago, Party City had PBXs that had every Party City you could dial into after hours had the same code on their PBX, and you could dial long distance from there. And for like the longest time, if you needed to make like a quick phone call, you would just call your local Party City and then dial from there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, this link took me to a Verizon page with fraud and scam alerts, and there are several topics, including telephone fraud involving jury duty. I'm not sure how that would work. The Star 72 prison scam, slamming and cramming, social engineering, the 809 scam, which, like, all of, and then worms, viruses, and malicious programs, which I don't see how that's anything to do with a phone scam.
Well, you know, like, people that have the modems in their computers, sometimes those worms can, like, make the modems dial out to, like, you know, 809 or 900.
Oh, yeah.
That happened to a neighbor of mine when I lived in Illinois. It kept disconnecting his internet connection, and then it would reconnect him to a 900 number to connect him to internet.
Well,
because he went to porn sites.
Probably because the husband downloaded a fucking dialer program thinking he was going to get some hot porno.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. He was really...
Usually what it is, yeah. So, I mean, I was going to say that was the only real news.
That's Gerald Hess. He's calling us, Murdoch, in case you're confused. Hi, Gerald.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Stuff.
Okay, bye now.
Oh, no. Don't hang up.
See ya.
No. I'll not see ya.
That wasn't a very loud hang up.
Click. Is that better?
Yeah, that was the greatest news story ever.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we should do stories like every week on phones and stuff. Linear's been suggesting that for a while, but we never actually do it.
Yeah, well, Linear is a fucking Californian, and you know how they are.
Stupid linear. Hey, somebody emailed me or voicemailed me or something. I think it was an email. And they really want me to call this guy.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's going to answer this late because it's in Minneapolis. But,
yeah. It's I was going to say Minneapolis is like 11 o'clock right now.
Yeah, so a guy named Sean submitted this to me. And this guy supposedly has a weird voice and he's bizarre.
A weird voice and he's bizarre. Well, that's all I need to know. Go ahead, do it.
All right. It's calling. You should talk to him.
No, you talk.
No, really, you first.
Wait, what's his name?
I forget. Weird voice guy. I think his name was in there. I forgot to write it down. I don't know why I ever try and do live prank calls.
That's all right. I can just make one up.
Pretend you're the guy. We'll fool all the listeners. Okay, screw this.
Fuck that. He's not picking up. That's upsetting.
Yeah, Sean, if you're listening, I hate you for suggesting this number. And don't ever suggest anything to the phone show again.
Well, maybe if the phone show was on at a decent fucking hour, you know...
It's not that late. Hello, 503.
Speak up.
Bye, 503.
Nah, they suck.
That's our hang-up noise. You never listen to the show. So.
I was going to say, if you get a call from a 917 number, it's somebody I know. So.
Yeah, because you know, not that many people have 917 numbers. That would only be someone you know.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, it's New York City. It's nothing.
Hey there.
Hey.
Yay, somebody's talking to us.
Oh, thank God. Who is
that? Really so great.
It's Nox Mania. Not Mania. Not X Mania.
That's not... That's
not linear.
But it doesn't matter. I don't care. You can say it however you like.
Okay.
Wait, who is it?
His name is not X Mania.
Oh, okay, gotcha. How's it going?
It's going spectacular.
Say something.
Had a wonderful evening.
Say something amazing.
You got any phone things for us?
I have phone things.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, speak up, man. Come on, this is your chance.
Oh, all I have is number of some indie developer that people doesn't like. And that's it.
We never make prank calls. Come on. That's why would we make prank calls?
I know.
If
you would make a prank call.
I thought this was a Christian show.
Well, if you want to give it out
as more of a Hindu show.
If you want to give it out to me over the air, I can type it in right now and we can call it.
Forget it. It's a bad idea. It's not a good thing. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it. Okay.
Don't do it.
All right.
I hate this show.
No, I fucking hate this show, too.
Today's show really sucks. I'm really unhappy with the show
today. If only we had better listeners, you know, the show would be a little bit better.
Well, Jesus Christ. I do my best.
Well, I'm looking at the chat room right now. It looks like that fat chick, Roxy, she's putting out a number. I'm going to say it over the air because I don't really care.
Oh, I've got it right here. I can dial it.
Yeah, you can dial it. All right. Well, you see what she's saying, so, you know, fat bitch really, she's kind of funny sometimes.
I'll bet that's a good number, as opposed to my bad number.
Call Dell tech support. It's daytime there, and then she gives me a Dallas phone number.
No. That's another guy. That's some other guy.
Oh, okay. I hate Roxy's idea. I'm not calling anybody.
Roxy gave me a Dallas number.
Hi, 503.
Hey. You know
how's it going?
Don't you?
What?
Oh, it's just Random.
Oh, hi.
Just,
yeah. Yeah, Random was supposed to meet me at 2600 last week, and he stood me up and wasn't there. So
what a dickhole!
No buttons for Random.
What a terrible guy he is.
No, it just turned out that I had a stupid class that day that I really didn't want to go to, but I pretty much had to because otherwise I'd be down $200 for no reason.
Yeah.
And
no. That's no fucking excuse.
All this could be avoided if you just give me your stupid address. What do you think I'm going to do with your address?
I'll probably just do that.
Yeah, everybody gives me their address. I don't even save them. I just throw them away. I'm not into collecting docs. I'm too old for that.
Yeah. I'll just do that. And also, it'd still be cool to go to that geeky karaoke thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But it would be no problem.
So is this what the phone show has come down to? You making your plans for the week with your friends?
Pretty much.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Okay, fine. Yeah. We'll all go to karaoke on Tuesday.
I'm just
fine.
Trying to make more friends.
Uh-huh.
Brad, you want some guitar plectrum plucking music?
Yeah.
Well, if you'll excuse a microphone pop for a second, I can supply such a thing.
Okay.
Okay, then hurry up. This better be goddamn amazing.
Why am I doing this?
Why do we ever do anything that we do?
All right, now it's time for Lady Gaga.
I was going to say, he's no Yngwie Malmsteen, but we'll take it.
This is Lady Gaga's brand new song. It's about telephone.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What, what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry.
We're just not on the air.
Okay, we're on the air now.
You should make it stop.
So who's this calling from? Yeah. From Wisconsin, I guess.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
What's that?
But Wisconsin is the place to be.
Okay, I know, but who are you?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Eric.
Who the hell do you think you are calling us?
Yeah, no shit.
Why would I ever call a show called The Phone Show?
I don't know.
I know. All these fucking people. They all call in and they have nothing to say.
Well, yeah. Can you guys call France?
France?
Can we call France?
Yeah, can you call, numbers in France and stuff?
And just ask them why they suck or what?
Did you hear about the, they set up, a confession line? Like, a confession hotline you can pay to confess?
I remember they used to have those, in the 80s and 90s, 900 numbers.
I was going to say, I remember that as well.
You can listen to other people's confessions.
Ah.
I was going to say, it looks like he just places the number in the chat room as well.
Oh, the number France?
Yeah, it's 08-892-463-438.
Is that a country code?
Okay, let's go. I don't know.
I have country codes, goddammit.
Now you're going to make me look and have to research and look stuff up and...
Or I could just do this.
What are you doing, Brad?
what is this?
I was going to slam down the phone on you, but I don't think I'm going to do that. I had a change of heart.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So I found this cool...
So I got three people for you.
Oh, I hate your ideas. You're just going to look... You're just calling in to listen to what I have to say.
Okay,
I got this toll-free number you call up, and it's something about Scotty. I forget the name of it. And
it's something about what?
Something about Scotty. It's like if you're at work in your cubicle or whatever, you call up this number, and this thing is supposed to make it sound like you're on a business phone call, and it tells you what to say. I don't get it exactly, but
okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, you have to listen to this, because it's just kind of weird.
Okay, all right.
The number is...
I need you to say out loud.
This is it.
In the most badass voice you can muster. Is Scotty there? And you need to sound really mad. Do that right now.
Say it, Murdoch.
I'm going to do this a couple times.
Scotty there?
In the course of this phone call. I'm going to ask you a question or ask you to say something. And it's all to make you sound like you're actually talking on the phone to somebody instead of just listening to a podcast on the phone. Is that okay?
Yeah, this was actually amusing to me, a couple days ago, and right now I'm just thinking it's really stupid and sucks.
I was going to say.
But if anyone else wants to give it a call and listen to the whole thing, it's sort of funny. It's 1-800-539-2890.
1-800-539-2890. Okay. There are too many numbers nowadays.
Yeah,
I liked it better when it was just seven numbers.
Yeah, it's crazy. Those area codes. Those really fuck you up.
Yeah, I know. Well, Roxy keeps posting numbers in the chat room. You know, she posts numbers in the chat room with no explanation as to what they are. They're just numbers.
Cut it out, Roxy, you idiot.
Yeah, you fat bitch. You think you're going to get into modeling?
Take that.
I hate people. Yeah. But on the side of the globe from affluence, the death is still thriving, thus contracted. Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you. And until you do, you won't worry about it. Cause you're probably fine, maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet meant for you. Till it's overdue and it runs you through. Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and never have anything wrong with you.
Hi. Who are you calling me?
My name's James.
Why are you calling this number?
My friend told me I could get some good lawn chairs out here. Something about an Arizona theme or something.
Arizona themed lawn chairs?
What, like the Diamondback?
Yeah. Hi, R2 like Blind.
Hello.
Somebody put our shit up on Craigslist.
I just hung up on that guy.
I have an announcement.
Okay.
This is sort of like a shout-out type thing. It's Lucky 225's birthday today. And it's a week
shy. Oh, get out of here.
It's a week shy of the anniversary of the phone show, actually.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. Like, I didn't know it was our anniversary.
Yeah, it's a week shy. It's in exactly 1 week, and it happens to be Lucky 225's birthday today, so... Happy birthday, Lucky. So
I was going to say, how old is he? Like fucking 40 now?
I think 27 or something. Hold on, let me ask him.
27?
Of course he's going to tell you that. But
methamphetamine really ages some people.
Yeah, he's 40 for real. And he's a noob.
He said, don't fucking worry about it, kid. Shit.
Don't fucking worry about it, kid. Shit. I know. Well, we'll just see how Royal looks when he gets out of prison. So if he looks worse than Lucky, then we know.
Yeah, Lucky has a very fat face, I know.
Do I have to play like a happy birthday song for Lucky?
Yeah, do you want us to play that happy birthday song from the 90s for him? You know which one I'm talking about, Brad?
No, I do not.
I'm sure he'd really appreciate it.
I think we're just all going to sing happy birthday.
Do you want us to sing happy birthday? Because we have to pay royalty rights for that.
It's like $10,000, but he's worth it.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll sing happy birthday to Lucky.
Singing does not work over Skype.
Yeah, no, too much of a delay. Yeah. It sounds terrible in the recording, certainly, over the live broadcasting.
Fuck it then.
I'm playing a happy birthday song for him now, so happy birthday, Lucky, and I guess happy birthday to us next week. We'll do something really just completely mind-blowing and amazing for the show next week. It's going to blow your mind.
Mind is blown. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Skunkworks.
I also wanted to wish Lucky225 a happy birthday over the air, and I think I'm going to edit this Wikipedia article so that instead of his birthday saying 1983, it will say March 9th, 1983, and then someone can guess his social security number down to a pool of around 10,000 and own him. Okay, you know what? You can totally hang up on this guy. I don't like his voice.
That's kind of mean-spirited. I don't...
Nah, it is a little bit mean-spirited, but I just don't like his voice.
He's talking quietly because his parents are asleep.
Oh, I remember those days.
Yeah.
No. Actually, you know what? I was going to say those days are now because I live with my parents, so.
Yeah, everyone's a basement dweller on the phone show.
That should be some sort of a slogan or tagline.
Yeah. The phone show.
Keep it down because my parents are sleeping.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Speaking of basement, I installed a chin-up bar in my basement using my elite carpentry skills today.
Okay, now you can totally hang up on him now.
Murdoch's running the show today. I have to hang up on you. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Tron looks like he's in IRC. I wish he would call in.
Hey, 503.
Tron looks like he's in IRC.
503, you are listening to us on your computer, and that doesn't work.
Yeah.
So by the time you hear this, I will have already hung up on you.
Done.
I have...
Roxy wants to coordinate a visit with me in New York City.
So before she said she wanted to go hang out with Tron.
Yeah.
I thought that would be cool because Tron...
I was going to say, you know, the kind of people she wants to associate herself with, so...
Tron needs a car so he can come to my house and yell Roy at me or IBIB or something.
Well, I was going to say it wasn't any worse than when County Kid and I went by your house and like left a rose on your fucking front step. So
you guys are creepy.
Yeah, I was going to say that was pretty creepy. So
can I play voicemails?
Play voicemails.
Do you approve of that? Okay. Let's see if
3PL.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get my levels all set up, so I'm failing at this. All right, here's a voicemail.
You're terrible.
3 PLA episodes a month, and stop doing the fucking phone show, otherwise I will shoot the puppy between the eyes.
So that was cool, wasn't it?
Oh, that was very, yeah.
3 PLA episodes per month. Somebody's calling me with video.
Three PLA radio episodes per month, and no more phone show, apparently.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Well, fuck him.
All right.
Shoot the fucking puppy.
I'm trying to find this other one. Stupid Skype. Okay, here it goes.
Hey, RBCP, this is D-Rock. I was wondering if you had any information on how to get onto the public address system at, like, Target, Home Depot, Fred Meyer, from inside the store. I know there has to be a way to do it. My wife and I love messing with people, and you seem to be the go-to man for this situation. Anyway, love the show. Keep it up.
So,
pick up the phone, press page.
Well, like on Target, Target's phone system is separate from the paging system. Like, they have one of those old-school microphones, like at the changing rooms in the front. So I don't think it's possible at all at Target.
Not at Target. I was going to say at Walmart it is definitely possible because I did it like 2 days ago.
Yeah, Walmart I think is #96. So just pick up a phone
dial. #96.
Yeah, #96.
And then if I was going to say in Kmart, if nothing else works, the page button, you know, just, I mean, you're there in front of a phone. What more do you need, you know?
Yeah.
Like, usually right by the phone, there's a little laminated list of extensions. So.
And I know it is possible at, like, Home Depot, but I don't know the code offhand, but it's on the internet.
Yeah.
Use Google, you fuck.
Be on the internet. Yeah, just Google it. Fuck it. Google it.
One last email. I mean voicemail, because this one's sort of funny.
Brad Carter, you're not answering your phone because you suck.
Yeah, give me a call. You're not here. You suck.
Bye, Brad.
Bye, Brad.
Wait, it cut off or something. Like, he had his little kid call me a fag at the end.
Oh, damn it.
I promise it was really funny.
Who was that? Because they both sounded kind of drunk.
That was Acid Pez. Drinking with his...
That was Acid Pez?
Yeah. Drinking with his kid.
That's a chick, right?
I don't know. No, it didn't sound like a chick.
No, it didn't sound like a chick. I don't know. Might have been. Might have not have been.
Hey. Three people are on the air right now.
Yes.
Come on. And come one on. Of them is Skunk Works, about to be hung up on, of course.
Bye. Okay, there's two people on the phone now.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Great.
You should call the psychiatric hotline.
The psychiatric hotline?
I've done enough
hotline?
Of that. I've done enough of that this week.
They all know Murdoch's voice already.
Yeah. Well, how about this? I actually had two ideas. One that's kind of bad, one that actually might be good. One was to call that Indian guy at the Motel 6 and pretend to be immigration. And somehow, I actually managed
to... Indian people always have their papers in order, so that won't work.
Damn it.
Where should call this into hotline?
Well, the other idea was I actually managed to get a hold of Randy Dandy.
It's racist.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I know. After about 5 seconds, though, he hung up on me. I was trying to get him to listen to the phone show.
Murdoch, you're so out of the loop. You don't know who Randy Dandy is.
I know. I've been out of the loop for weeks and weeks. So,
I'm checking one of my notebooks here to see if I have his number.
Okay,
I have his number. It's on my cell phone. Let me go find it.
You know, one of you has to talk because obviously I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Well, yeah, I don't even know. Here's the number that says Indian fuck.
Indian
hey,
fuck.
Let's call
is
it.
Is he an Indian fuck?
No, he's boring. He's just some Indian guy at Motel 6.
Oh, that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
I thought we were talking about the other guy.
Hold on, let me go find Randy Dandy's number.
Yeah, we'll all hold
for you. A good phone number to prank call, and you should call the number they gave me.
Since when do we prank people here?
I don't know.
What's wrong with these people? I'm hanging up on everyone.
Jeez.
I hate all of you.
Okay, I put his number into my cell phone so I can prank call him, like, repeatedly.
All right, what is it?
Okay, it's in my contacts.
I was going to say, it looks like he just joined the chat room. It says, don't call me.
Okay, the number is 1-803.
Hold on.
Your left foot over to the left if you dare. Then pretend you got scared. Then point at your hair. Step 2. Elevate everything up. Increase any numbers that you're in control of. Then skip to the loot and stand stock step. Then illustrate for everyone your ultimate skill.
Yeah, we had to go off the air for that.
Okay, we're calling Randy Dandy now.
Alright.
We're probably not going to get anything, but hopefully, cross fingers, we'll get him.
Yeah. Hey, Randy.
Yo, dog. Dog.
That was a big failure.
Yeah. Do you have another good number to call?
No.
It looks like people are posting things to Craigslist with our number, so...
That, like, it seems like it's going to get old, but it never does for some reason. Well, it depends on the quality of the callers.
Yeah, that's always
fun. Yeah. Tron is threatening, saying, go away, PLA, or we'll shut off your phone, so...
Oh, shit.
You know, yeah. As much as Tron talks shit, you know, he still wants to be in the PLA. So put us back on the.
Murdoch, do you know anything about the whole Foursquare thing? Like, I know you're just you don't
about the Foursquare thing.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I know of Foursquare. I read about the stalking that you guys are doing. I think it's great because if anybody deserves to be stalked, it's hipsters that post their information everywhere on the internet.
Yeah, so we tried to stalk some people in real life last weekend, and it was kind of a big failure.
Did it work?
Well, it would have, but we were in like an area that had a lot of clubs, and the clubs all had cover charges, and there was long lines outside of the clubs. So the little radius that we were in,
and you guys are fat and ugly, and you guys definitely wouldn't have gotten in.
Yeah,
quickly, so.
Yeah. That was the main problem. But us trying to play it off like the clubs are just busy. But I'm going to try it again with some other people or. The same people. It was me and Evie and Evil Gold.
I would come out with you, but you know, 1,800 miles. You know how it is.
Yeah, you need to bring Altalpa out here. We'll have an awesome time.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was gonna say, Roxy, this would be your time to call in, so I can yell at you for being such an ugly whore.
And that number to call is 505-796-4020 or phonelosers.org on Skype.
Yes.
So hurry up, Roxy. Murdoch wants to
talk
to you.
Hurry up, Roxy. We're not calling you. She says she's not wanting to call.
I don't know her number. I probably have her number, but that's hard.
Yeah, we'll call her. Yeah.
Picking up my cell phone, I can't do that.
Get your fucking cell phone. I want to talk to this
Let's
bitch.
See who this is. Hi, Open Sky. He hung up.
Fuck him.
Hi, Illinois person.
Yeah, I had a question.
Okay.
Who's Margaret Thatcher?
What?
He's
What is a Margaret Thatcher?
You mean the lady from the UK who used to run the place?
It's the new dance.
I imagine to be a person. I mean, I wasn't for sure. And also,
he's asking this Murdoch because there's a song that played just a minute ago called "Do the Margaret Thatcher." I don't know who she is either.
Oh,
I've heard the name.
Gotcha. Yeah, she was like.
And I had another question.
But we didn't answer that one yet. Who's Margaret Thatcher, Murdoch?
She's the Prime Minister of England from the 80s.
Okay.
Cool. And I had another question. I need help programming my RCA VR 637 forehead VCR.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it blinking 12?
Yeah. Hold on.
You have okay. to hold down setup and push stop.
Half of 12 is blinking. Like the first top?
Oh, that's not good.
No.
You're going to have to upgrade to Blu-ray.
Yeah, definitely what? Upgrade to Blu-ray.
You're going to have to upgrade to a Blu-ray player to play your videotapes.
Yeah.
To play
What's
your
that? Is that like Bluetooth?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's sort of like Bluetooth, only it's for VCRs and it's in high definition.
It makes your VHS look better.
And make sure
where
it's
do
on
I
channel
get tapes at? Hello? Where do I get tapes at?
At the dollar store?
At your Radio Shack, you know. The dollar store. Where do you get
tapes
at now?
They cost.
We should do a show on like who has the best deals on VHS tapes these days.
Yeah, definitely. That'd
be the best show
how
ever.
Much do they cost? Anywhere between $50 and $100 each.
What kind of titles have they got out now? I mean, is there a pretty wide selection or
yeah, a huge selection. Huge selection. You know, like
I accidentally hung up.
War Games and Hackers and
hopefully he's still listening because I just hung up on him.
Yeah,
and now
I
we're
going to say pump up the volume.
Now we're talking to Las Vegas.
Hi, Las Vegas.
Hi, Las Vegas.
What's up? Hi, guys. How are you?
We're great.
Good. We're great. Thank you.
My kid's asleep, so she can't call you a fag.
Oh, that was... Is this Acid Pez?
Is that Acid Pez? All right.
It is.
Well, it's okay, because I really am a fag, so, you know, you're just offending me terribly. Terribly acid
test. Yeah, I was sad that end got cut off because that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah,
we were kind of bored one night, so I figured, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Well,
I usually think it's retarded
you know,
when people try to pass.
You need to teach your kids better profanities like nigger and shit like that.
Yeah, get creative.
Because
nigger is the most creative nigger. Thing you can possibly say.
Yeah, I was gonna say if a little kid says nigger, he's either gonna get laughed at or shot in the face.
My nephew says nigger all the time, so she's picked it up already. It's pretty funny.
Oh, good. So, you're definitely a good influence on your child.
It's awesome when a two-year-old says nigger.
What about cunt? You need to get her to say cunt, or you are a cunt?
Yes,
just like
I
when I say to Roxy,
you
are a cunt?
Maybe when she's five and in kindergarten, so she can call the kindergarten teacher a cunt. Yeah, that's good.
I mean, that
That'd
happened
be hilarious.
To me. I mean... That wasn't anything.
So, Brett, why aren't you, like, doing international prank calls like Carlito?
I don't know. I'm not Carlito, goddammit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take you to show.
Damn it.
Ouch.
I just got
Bye.
Schooled.
That was...
I'm sad now.
I was going to say, that really fucked my self-esteem over.
I'm going to end the show early.
Yeah,
we're gonna quit 17 minutes early. I can't handle this.
Hey, my name's Brian. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Hi, my name's Murdoch, and I'm doing fucking awesome. Thank you.
I'm Brad. I feel like shit tonight.
You want to prank call some celebrities? That's always fun.
Why does everyone think we want to prank call people?
Yeah, we don't want to fucking call anybody.
It's not a prank call show, goddammit. Hey, Skunk Works.
Hey, this is Relay Officer 1337 with the Washington, D.C. Relay Service. Have you used the Relay Service before, sir?
Hey, you should tell us how we need to talk about phones more, or do something with phones.
Yeah, you need to talk about phones more. You're a bunch of fucking noobs. I wish you actually did phone freaking, but no, actually, I think the phone show's gotten slightly better, you know? You're talking about tech more than you used to. I've got a little bit more respect for it, but yeah, the fact of the matter is you do need to fucking talk about phones more. Anyway, so...
Do we need to make more prank calls? Talking about
no, you need to make fewer prank calls.
Quiet down,
prank calls
some words, you're going to wake up your parents.
Yeah, why are you talking so loud?
Very funny.
Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling. I guess I've just got my audio turned up a little bit too much. Anyway, I was going to say, in addition to Google Voice having stopped opt-verting, Gizmo 5 started getting really buggy with Google Voice, so I'm hoping that Google's going to relaunch Gizmo 5 relatively soon, because it's not working for shit now.
Hey, guess what, Brad? I don't give a shit about what this guy's saying.
Come on, it's Google Voice. This is a segment.
Google Voice. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I have a Google Voice number. Hooray.
Hooray.
It's the best
so,
Google Voice number.
So, who exactly is your guest
did.
There? I didn't catch the intro.
I think his name's Murdoch. I think he might possibly hate you more than Linear and Spessa combined.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That would be hard to believe.
I'm impressed.
I don't know, man. Your voice
remember
really runs the wrong way, man.
You're listening to The Phone Show with Spessa and RBCP.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Murdoch is playing Spessa today. Murdoch really wants to talk.
I'm the male version of the librarian.
That's right. Yeah, Murdoch really wants to talk to Roxy, so we're calling Roxy.
I would really love to talk to Roxy.
Call failed. Maybe I'm dialing the wrong number.
She keeps saying that she's banned and that you have to unban her.
She's not banned.
You're not banned, Roxy, you stupid bitch. Just call in.
Hey, Black Up 7.
It's the GSM home.
We're getting Rickrolled.
Oh, that's original.
It's 2006 calling.
Hey.
Pantera fans in love.
So I've got like one news story I could read here.
Okay.
Like an old one. And I was going to do something with this. I was going to like call up the people involved and trick them and get some funny recordings out of it. But, clearly I'm never going to do it. So I can just read this news article.
Well, then shut the fuck up and read it.
Okay. I got to play special report music. All right, Circle K phone card scam in Albany, which is the city I live in. A man called the Circle K store on 34th Avenue early Tuesday afternoon to say he was from the Circle K help desk. He asked for PIN numbers for phone cards, which the caller then used to make long-distance phone calls. The loss was $2,200. The scam had been reported elsewhere in Oregon and Washington. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I was going to say, wow, that's pretty ingenious that people are dumb enough to do that, but wouldn't he rather buy Sudafed or something?
Yeah, use your skills for getting Sudafed.
I know, like what the fuck? Like use your hacker skills to get more than the two boxes of Sudafed you're allowed.
Phone fraud is so 90s.
God, so fucking 90s. And of course, you know it's also so 90s is our friend Tron, who I'm kind of upset didn't call the phone show and didn't mention my first and last name. So, well, what can you do?
that would have just creeped you out, wouldn't it? Having everybody know your first
name. Yeah, that would have been totally
creeped me out. I would have been freaked out and feared for my safety. And you know.
Yep.
Yeah, but that circle. You know how Tron is.
That Circle K thing. Like, wouldn't they have to get the Circle K clerk to, like, slide the card into the reader thing and activate it?
I thought all they would have to do was just, like, scratch off the back. I would have figured they're already activated if they're Circle K phone cards, you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Usually they're just hanging right by the register, and all the guy does is scan it. And all you have to do is just scratch off the back.
I'm pretty sure when he scans it, it activates it. Like, it calls in an authorization and activates the card. I'm pretty sure. I don't know for sure, but
yeah, I was gonna say when I worked at the Radio Shack, I know that all of the prepaid minutes that we used for Boost Mobile and for Virgin Mobile and things of that nature, those were all, you know, run through their servers, and you know they were printed out on a receipt. There was no actual card given. You're just given a receipt and said, here,
yeah.
You know, do you want me to put this on your phone? No? Good. Take the receipt. Get the fuck out of my store.
Yeah. So. Well, anyway, that's impressive, I think, that if they do have to activate them.
I was going to say, if you don't have to activate them, I'm going to start calling some Circle K's. So maybe one in Portland. Or
yeah, because free long distance is so hard to come by these days.
Oh, God, I know. What the fuck? I mean, if you can't get free long distance, I mean, what the fuck are you going to do? I mean, I need to call Nigeria and fucking Benin somehow.
Have you seen, like, on the PLA forums where people will call up, like, a Walmart or whatever, and they'll get them to read off activation codes for software?
Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah, that's kind of like the same thing. They're like...
It's funny, but can't you just download that software and get that same key?
No, some of it's not as easy. Yeah. Like I downloaded Spore from BitTorrent, and that was a big pain in the ass to crack. It would have been easier just to call up Walmart and ask them for a code.
It would have been easier just to steal it from Walmart.
It'd be easier just to, like, you know, buy it, I guess, for $60.
Yeah, well, fuck that. You want to pay $50 for Spore?
I sure do.
That game sucked ass, dude.
My kids liked it.
Yeah, well, your kids are fucking stupid.
Yeah,
so.
I hate my kids.
Yeah, I hate your fucking kids, too.
I just hate children in general.
So, I was going to say, I also hate children. I also hate Roxy, and I also hate Tron. So, Skunkworks as well. So, I'm just going to go ahead and just make a list of everybody that I hate. And let me go ahead and look at the IRC room. Who else? I also hate Brutus Digital... Chat Pick, Randy Dan.
You're using your RB platform well here. I hope we always get you as a co-host. Did you disappear?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're gonna end the show, I guess.
All right.
If you're done hating people.
Yeah, I'm done hating people.
So Suthmore says he loves you.
Yeah, but that's a homosexual who actually does love me.
Ah.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, anyway, that's the end of the phone show. Sorry
all
it
right.
Sucked so
everybody,
incredibly
everybody
bad.
Fuck off.
Murdoch hates
come
you
back
all.
Until next Tuesday.
I'm neutral.
And gayest episode ever, apparently. Hooray. and thanks in no part to the faggotry that I've brought to.
Next week is going to be just a completely amazing, mind-blowing show of one-year anniversary phone show.
Yeah, there's going to be heroin, coke,
yep.
Whatever you
all
want.
All of that.
All of that.
So see you all next week.
Yes. Peace, bitches.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. We're sorry.